أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلِّ اللهم وسلِّم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين And further down in verse number 11 of Surah Al-Ankabut يقول الله تعالى وليعلمن الله الذين آمنوا وليعلمن المنافقين صدق الله العظيم Jamaat al-Muslimin, I know we have covered these verses on numerous occasions. But I feel, and I seek refuge in the word I seek refuge in Allah from the word I, min al-ananiyya, that in my humble opinion, perhaps to go back to these verses is more pertinent now than ever before. Surah Al-Ankabut, a chapter of the spider, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim, bismillahi ar-rahman ar-rahim, alif lam mim, huruf al-muqatta'ah, the broken letters, of which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the meaning, jalla fi'ula. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُطْرَكُوا Does mankind think they're just going to be left alone? After they have said, we believe. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ They're going to say, we believe. And then they're just going to be left alone and not tested. وَلَقَدَ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ And indeed, we tested those who came before them. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهِ In order that Allah... Now, literally, it means in order that Allah might know. But Allah already knows everything. عَلِمَ مَا كَانْ وَعَلِمَ مَا يَكُونْ وَعَلِمَ مَا سَيَكُونْ وَعَلِمَ مَا لَا يَكُونْ وَلَوْ كَانَ كَيْفَ كَانَ يَكُونْ Allah knows that which was, and He knows that which is, and He knows that which will be. And He even knows that which will not be, and if it had to be, how it would be. So, it's not that Allah is going to know something. Allah already knows everything. So what it means is, and you can look in all the books of tafasir, فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهِ In order that Allah might make known. In order that Allah might expose and make manifest. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا Those who have fulfilled their covenant with Allah. وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ And in order that Allah might make manifest and expose those who have broken their covenant. And then in verse number 11, that was up to verse number 3. In verse number 11, وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ In order that Allah might expose and make known, make manifest, who are the true believers? Ya Allah, make us of them. Ya Allah, make us of the true believers. مَا سُمِّيَ الْقَلْبُ إِلَّا مِنْ تَقَلُّبِهِ فَاحْذَرْ عَلَى الْقَلْبِ مِنْ قَلْبٍ
وتحويلي.
The poet says the heart hasn't been named the heart. قلب يقلب قلبا. What's the word for heart in Arabic? قلب. Not كلب. كلب is a dog. قلب with a قاف. The heart has not been named the heart except that it makes that action of قلب يقلب. When Dr. Chris Barnard was asked, what is the heart? He said, the heart is a pump. And it's literally like a pump. It's moving. It's flexing in the chest. Now, even spiritually, our hearts are fluctuating all the time. So the poet warns, فَحْذَرْ عَلَى الْقَلْبِ مِنْ قَلْبٍ وَتَحْوِيلِ. So beware that your heart doesn't turn and change from being on righteous guidance to going straight off the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. One of the du'as that our beloved Prophet used to make the most. O turner of the hearts, make our hearts steadfast on your religion, on your deen. O turner of the hearts, Ya مقلب القلوب قلب. صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. Turn our hearts only unto your obedience, Ya Rabb. Ya Rabb. ربنا قرآن قرآن ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Oh Allah, oh our creator and sustainer, that's what Rabb is. من الربوبية هو الذي يخلق ويبقي. He creates and sustains. Oh our creator and sustainer, don't cause our hearts to go astray after you have guided them right, and help us with your mercy. Indeed you are the only helper. Nobody can help us to stay in deen and to stay on iman in this time that we are living now except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so as the days go by, and I believe we're on 117 or 118 days since last Friday. Can you remember last Friday? A week ago. 7 days ago, when we were waiting for provisional measures from the International Court of Justice, the so-called highest judiciary organ of the United Nations, or useless nations, or united nothing, you can decide. And yes, we don't discount the fact that the ICJ has taken on the case. It is something good for a change. They've taken on the case, but the 5 provisional measures that they issued fell short for the thing that was needed most, and that was cease and desist. Calling for a permanent ceasefire. Because how can any of those things be implemented without a ceasefire? Not possible. And then to add insult to injury, what do the 13 biggest donors to UNRWA, which is basically the United Nations relief agency that was set up in 1949 for this succinct and special purpose of providing aid and relief and assistance to Palestinian refugees? Do you know that there are a total of 58 official and unofficial Palestinian refugee camps spread out in Gaza, the West Bank, Lebanon, Jordan, and Syria? 58 in total. In normal times, what that means, Allahu A'lam. But before the 7th of October, UNRWA was providing aid, essential aid, for about 500,000 Palestinians. And emergency aid, there was preparedness for providing aid and relief for 1.7 million Palestinians. Malish. We're going to have a competition now. So Jumatul Muslimin, adding insult to injury, that these 13 Western nations led by the United States of America. And because of allegations that were brought forward, quite convenient, immediately after the ICJ, not ruling, but provisional measures. We're still waiting for that ruling. How long that ruling is going to still come? Allah Ta'ala a'lam mimma la na'lam. Led by the United States, led by the state, the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, who is now also being investigated as being complicit in the genocide of the people of Gaza and in war crimes and crimes against humanity, said that we haven't yet investigated the proof. Still needs to be borne out, he said. The proof needs to be borne out. We first have to see the proof, but it's highly, highly credible. Credible from who? From the Zionists? You know, I was looking at some of the quotes of Joseph Goebbels. You know, Goebbels, the chief propagandist of Hitler. The chief propagandist of Hitler. And I was looking at his quotes. If you can imagine him being a professor at a university, teaching propaganda, teaching how to produce false narratives for the public to believe, then Joseph Goebbels, he was the ultimate professor in propaganda and in false narratives. Just look up quotes of Joseph Goebbels and then listen to the likes of Mark Regev, Ilan Levy, Tal Heinrich, Daniel Hagari, Avichai Adrahi. Avichai Adrahi, that's the Arabic spokesperson for the occupation forces. And Jonathan Conricus. These are the main ones. And it's as if they were schooled by Goebbels. Make the lie big, he said, and just repeat it over and over and over again. I heard a similar quotation that he said. I didn't find that one. But it does appear in some of his other quotations in a similar manner, that the bigger the lie, the more people will believe it. The bottom line is, make the points short and simple and just keep repeating them over and over and over again. And that's what we've been hearing, not just since the 7th of October, but since 1948, in fact, before that, when the Zionists first came to the Holy Land and they told their first lie. What was that? A land without people for a people without land. So allegations about what? About 13 UNRWA workers that allegedly took part in the attacks on the 7th of October. I know there's some news reports that there's only 4 that are suspected, but 9 were dismissed. 9 were dismissed, and 1 was allegedly killed. And this is without evidence. This is without proof. These 13 nations, Western nations, headed up by the United States, have cut off aid, cut off funding, and these 13 nations, they provide the bulk of the aid to UNRWA. I'm just speaking in terms of umur dunyawiya, in terms of worldly perspective. We know there's only one provider. Inna Allah huwa ar-razzaq dhul quwwati al-matin. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one and only provider with great might and power. All of these means are but P.O. boxes. If they stop giving, Allah will just change the P.O. box. And even though they are of the Muslim countries, particularly in the Gulf, that also give, if I look at what these countries, and we know Qatar has been doing a lot of good work, but still, If I look at the amount of money that they've spent on sport, on the World Cup, Saudi Arabia, don't talk. 2019, $64 billion on entertainment. And now there is an attempt, the pundits are saying, that they want to turn Saudi Arabia into the next Las Vegas for boxing and for other sporting events, Formula One and what have you. Spending milliards, spending billions. And this is something that Mr. Guinness, the previous spokesperson of UNOA, said. Where are these Gulf states? They're going to have to fill the gap. They're going to have to step up to the plate. And you know what? Jamaat al-Muslimin, and I start with myself. Wallahi, and if they don't step up to the plate, then we are going to step up to the plate. And all of us are going to put our hands, and I start with myself, into our pockets. If it means that a channel can be opened and we can give directly to this aid agency so that our brothers and sisters can be aided and helped and assisted in a time of starvation and famine. Can you imagine that? This is not 1845. You know what happened in 1845? Was the potato famine in Ireland. Over 1 million people died from that famine. And it could have been averted because while the Irish were dying, Britain was still exporting food from Ireland to the mainland. Mainland England. This is not 1845. This is not even, when was it, 1990 or 1989, 1988, Ethiopia, Somalia. This is 2024. And there are people starving in full view of the world. And instead of still not doing anything about it, they are actually increasing the problem by cutting off aid and cutting off funding. And this is in direct. I mean, if we look at the provisional measures, that aid must now be allowed into Gaza. What do? They stop aid. Thereby contravening the Genocide Convention and being culpable and complicit in the genocide. And what can we say but hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough for us, and sufficient is He, and excellent is He as a disposer of all our affairs. Jamaat al-Muslimin, this is all about exposing. Allah is allowing this to happen to expose. Remember, nothing happens except by the will and by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمَ الْخِيَرَةِ Allah creates whatever He wants and He chooses. They have no choice in the matter. So Allah is giving them respite, that they might be exposed. Allah is giving the criminals respite, that they might increase in their crimes, thereby increasing in their sin. What does Allah Ta'ala say? Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ Let the disbelievers not think for one moment that we give them respite. On schiefa hala? Draat. And the we here is, of course, Damir al-Azama, the pronoun of greatness. Allah is referring to Himself, Jalla fi'ula. Let them not think for one moment, the disbelievers, that we give them respite for their own benefit, for their own good. No, we give them respite that they might increase in sin. Since last Friday, up till today, more than 1,000 more Palestinians were killed in Gaza. We see in the Quran, and there are other examples in history, that whenever man has challenged the Almighty, the God of Abraham, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah has been very, very swift in His punishment for people that challenge Him. Even the challenger. How can you name a spaceship the challenger? Who are you challenging? Remember what happened to the challenger? Ya ma'ashara al-jinn wal-insi. إن استطعتم أن تنفذوا من أقطار السماوات والأرض فانفذوا لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان. O assembly of jinn kind and mankind, if you are able to traverse the boundaries of the heavens and the earth, then traverse. You will not be able to traverse except by the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't challenge Allah. And that's exactly what the war criminal Benjamin Netanyahu did the other day, just before the ICJ ruling or the provisional measures that were issued. He said, no one can stop us. Ya Rab, arina fihim ajaib qudratik. Allahumma alayka bihim fa innahum la yu'jizunak. Oh Allah, show us your power, Ya Rab. Show us your power against them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, take them on because they cannot escape you. That's what that dua means. Allahumma alayka bihim fa innahum la yu'jizunak. They cannot stop you, Ya Allah, nor can they escape you, Ya Allah. Arina fihim, show us, Ya Allah. Show us your power with what you are going to do to them, Ya Allah. So the respite that they've been granted, the rope that they've been given, is just enough rope to hang them by their own hands. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُمْلِ لِلظَّالِمِ حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتْهُ. Indeed, Allah gives respite to the oppressor. But when He takes him, there's no getting away. There's no getting away. And whilst all of this is happening, so Allah's making very clear who are the wretched and who are the righteous. That comes in the next verse. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. And Allah will never ever leave the believers in the condition that you are in until Allah has first separated the wretched from the righteous. So what do you call people that withhold food and essential aid when people are starving? Are they wretched or righteous? Allah is showing to us, showing to the world, who are the wretched and who are the righteous. And that is the world over I'm speaking about. This is the acid test of humanity, this issue of Palestine. It's the acid test of morality, this issue of Palestine. This is going to cause all the cockroaches to come out of the drain, out of the sewer, and all the termites to come out of the wood. And this is also the defining moment where Allah is showing us who are the true believers and who are the hypocrites within our ummah. Can you imagine, while 2 million people are homeless and on the brink of famine, some of them already starving, are being limited to 100 trucks of aid a day. 100 trucks of aid a day. When the Israeli logistics company TruckNet, did you see that one? TruckNet, the CEO Hanan Friedman, I don't know if it's a he or a she, but I was reading the article where this logistics company has now formed a land bridge because of what our brothers in Yemen are doing, blocking Bab al-Mandab and attacking any Israeli ships or ships that are transporting goods to the Zionist state, attacking them in the Red Sea. Not one person has died, by the way. Not one person has died by those attacks. And yet the Americans and the British are already bombing Yemen. A country that literally the people have been on the brink of starvation for the last 10 plus years. And I've traveled the length and breadth the length and breadth of Yemen. Subhanallah. Hum araqul qulub wa alyan afida. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised the people of Yemen. They have the most softest and gentle of hearts. Al-Iman al-Yaman, faith is Yemen. Wal-Hikmah Yemeni, and wisdom is Yemeni. Wal-Fiqh al-Yaman, and understanding is also of Yemen. Allahumma barik lana fi shamina wa yamanina. Oh Allah, bless us in our Sham, Syria. And greater Sham includes Lebanon and Palestine and Jordan and Syria. Wa barik lana fi yamanina. And bless us in our Yemen. Whilst our brothers in Yemen, and let us not go into the topic of Tawaif now. If the Russians come tomorrow and offer help to the Palestinians, they're going to take it ala ra'si wal ayn, on the head and in the eye. So let's not talk about sectarianism right now. We will take the help, wherever we can get it from, to end this genocide and brutal occupation. And so whilst this is happening, Trucknet, an Israeli logistics company, has an agreement with the Emirates. So now they're going into the Persian Gulf, dropping off the goods at Dubai. Then Trucknet, with permission from the Saudi authorities and the Jordanian authorities, Trucknet is now transporting on average about 300 trucks a day, so that the goods that need to get to the Zionist state to keep the economy going is being organized. What is this? What is this, Jamaat al-Muslimin? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jamaat al-Muslimin, reminds us in the Holy Quran, والمنافقون والمنافقات بعضهم من بعض يأمرون بالمنكر وينهون عن المعروف ويقبضون أيديهم نسوا الله فنسيهم إن المنافقين هم الفاسقون. The hypocrite men and the hypocrite women are of one another. They enjoin what is wrong and forbid what is right, and close their hands. Here they're closing their hands for the believers and opening their hands for the kuffar. And on the topic of enjoining what's wrong and forbidding what's right, in 2016, Saudi Arabia opened the general organization, I can't remember the exact word, but it's basically in Arabic, Hayatul Tarfee, which is the organization for entertainment. And at the same time, tied the hands behind their backs of Hayat al-Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, the organization for enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. So that they could start Middle Beast and Middle Storm, Middle East Storm and Middle Beast, two massive raves in the desert. And the opening of a huge cinema in Medina. But first they had to lock up awliya Allah. First they had to lock up the friends of Allah. Imagine that. They first had to lock. Who are the friends of Allah? Who are the friends of Allah? قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفوان هذا قول الإمام الشافعي. This is a call from Al-Imam, not hadith. قال الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى إذا ما كان العلماء أولياء الله فإذا ليس لله ولي. If the ulama, and only Allah knows who the true ulama are. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Those that fear Allah most out of His servants are those who are endowed with knowledge. So only Allah. Nobody can call themselves an alim. مَنْ زَعِمَ أَنُّ عَالِمْ فَوَ جَاهِلِ, says Sayyidina Umar. Whoever claims to be an alim is an ignoramus. So Imam al-Shafi said, if the ulama, the people endowed with knowledge, and they live by that knowledge causes them to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to call people to the deen of Allah, to enjoin the good and forbid the evil and have faith in Allah. If they are not the friends of Allah, then Allah has no friends. What did the Crown Prince do with the ulama in 2017? The Crown Prince Muhammad bin Salman. He arrested them and threw them in jail. I had counted 120. I was told, an thiqa, a reliable source, that at least 4,000 of the ulama, khutaba, and du'at are languishing in Saudi jails right now. And who gets a free pass? Nicki Minaj, 50 Cent, Iggy Azalea, who named herself after her dog, by the way. That's that Australian rapper, female rapper, that ripped her pants off on the stage at one of these raves in Saudi Arabia whilst singing, "Turn away from the prophets and bow down to the goddess." Ishada! What kind? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَسُدُّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. This is the way of the kuffar. To do what? And I'm not making takfir of anybody. That is not my job. But I'm putting it out there so that those who are doing it might know that they are in danger. If they have not already left the fold of Islam, that they are in danger of leaving the fold of Islam. And that's according to their grand mufti, the previous one, Sheikh Abdullah bin Baz, who said, لَقَدْ أَجْمَى الْعُلَمَاءِ. The ulama have consensus. أَنَّ مَنْ ظَاهَرَ الْكُفَّارَ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ أَوْ سَاعَدَهُمْ بِأَيِّ نَوْءٍ مِنَ الْمُسَاعَدَةِ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ مِثْلُ. That's not my words. It's the words of the previous grand mufti of Saudi Arabia, Al-Shaykh Abdullah bin Baz, rahmatullah alayhi. He said, the ulama have consensus that whoever supports a disbeliever against a Muslim, or aids them, or supports them with any kind of support, then they are a disbeliever like them. Going back to the verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ لِيَسُدُّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Those who disbelieve, they spend their money to hinder man from the path of Allah. You think Iggy Azalea is going to bring people to Allah? 50 Cent is going to bring people to Allah? Nicki Minaj is going to bring people to Allah? The latest I heard, they're lining up who? Metallica! For those of you who don't know, that's like a hardcore heavy metal band. Satanic. Wal'iyadu billah. Are these people coming to Saudi Arabia? Are they going to bring the Shabab to Allah? La wallah. This is spending $64 billion. And this is after I don't know how many years of NBC. You know what's NBC? NBC is that network which has been all the years supported by Saudi Arabia. Some say it was even the brainchild of the king himself. Where people have been watching these Hollywood movies for the last 30 years, plus minus. Preparing them for 2017, when literally, I don't want to say the gates of Jahannam, Allahumma ajirna min an-nar, but at least the gates of corruption for their souls have been unleashed upon them. Allah, I feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for the youth of Saudi Arabia. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide and protect them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide their government, their leadership, if they are to be true believers, if they are to be Muslimin, ayyattaqullah, to fear Allah. And stop with this treachery. Those who spend their wealth to hinder man from the path of Allah, Allah says they will spend it all. Indeed, the disbelievers, those who spend, going back to the verse now, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَسُدُّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Indeed, those who disbelieve, they spend their money. This is the habit of the kuffar. They spend their money to hinder man from the path of Allah. Allah says they will spend it all. And then it'll all be in vain, and then they will be defeated. So I say, don't be like the kuffar. أنتم في بلاد الحرمين. One Saudi activist was saying, he suspects that بلاد الحرمين, the land of the two holy mosques, is in competition to see who has the most imams, shuyukh, ulama, du'at and khutaba in their prison than any other Arab or Muslim country. And this is while our brothers and sisters are being massacred in Gaza. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. So I say to them, And I say to all those governments that have either normalized or want to normalize ties with this savage enemy of the Zionist state, I share with them the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He speaks about that day. That day when if a person believes, it will not benefit them. In other words, it's too late. And that is when? When the sun rises in the west. ماذا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ لا تقوم الساعة حتى تطلع الشمس من مغربها. The hour will not come until the sun has risen in the west. Or its west. فإذا طلعت وراءها الناس. And if it has risen in the west, the sun. In scientifically, this is explained exactly how it's going to happen. وراءها الناس. And mankind sees the sun rising in the west. آمنوا أجمعون. Then they will all believe. They're all going to believe. فذلك حين لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها. But this will be at a time when the faith of a soul will not benefit it. It's too late. لم تكن آمنت من قبل. The one who did not believe before. أو كسبت في إيمانها خيرا. Or the believing soul, if they do more good after the sun has risen in the west, that good will be no benefit to them. Everything's going to be measured before the rising of the sun in the west. So I say to any Muslim out there that is deceived by their wealth, deceived by their power, إِذَا غَرَّتْكَ قُوَّتُكَ فَانْظُرْ إِلَى قُوَّةِ الْجَبَّارِ مِنْ فَوْقِكَ. If you are deceived by your strength and by your power, look at the power of the Almighty. Al-Jabbar, Al-Muntaqim. The one who can take vengeance, the one who can take retribution for all the wrong that has been done to his servants. Fear him and repent and return to him before it is too late. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيهُمَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ يَأْتِيَ رَبُّكَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَ بَعْدُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ يَأْتِي بَعْدُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا خَيْرًا قُلْ انْتَظِرُوا إِنَّا مُنْتَظِرُونَ. Surah Al-An'am, verse 158. Do they then wait for anything except that the angels should come? Or that their Lord should come? Speaking about Qiyamah here. Or there should come some signs of your Lord, like the rising of the sun in the west. That day, or the day that some of the signs of your Lord will come, no soul will benefit from its faith as long as it had not believed before or had earned through its faith some good. So wait! Indeed, we are waiting. Jamaat al-Muslimin, we are in the month of Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. You know, every year we say, inshallah, we're going to make this the best Ramadan. Wallahi, billahi, tallahi, we don't have a choice anymore. We have to make this the best Ramadan. We have to make this the Ramadan as if it's the last Ramadan. Because unless we are going to fill our tanks of Iman, like a person driving through the Rubul Khali, the empty quarter, that big desert of these sand dunes that literally are blown around with the wind. They say, if you go into the Rubul Khali, you don't have enough petrol to get to the other side. It's khalas, buta. It's finished. We need a full tank of Iman, otherwise we're not going to make it. This Ramadan, we have to become of the muttaqeen, so that we can become the recipients of the promise of Rabbul Alameen. And what promise is that? The promise that Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told his people, Ya qawmi inna al-arda lillah. This earth belongs to Allah. Not to the United Nations, not to the United States, not to the UK, and certainly not to the Zionist Nazis. This earth belongs to Allah. يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِي. He will allow to inherit this earth from his servants, those that are pleasing to him. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the ultimate success will be for who? For the people of taqwa. اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين. ومن الصالحين ومن عبادك المؤمنين يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة، اللهم أطعمهم يا رب واسقهم يا رب، اللهم تقبل شهداءهم، اللهم اجبر كسرهم، اللهم اشفي جرحاهم، اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة، اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا، اللهم عليك بالصهاينة ومن والاهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك، اللهم حرم المسجد الأقصى من أيديهم وارزقنا صلاة فيه وهو حر عزيز يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم، وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله